We turn now to local sports here on KNKX. The Mariners are playing the Rangers in their final series of the season this weekend at Safeco Field. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with host Kirsten Kendrick about the team's season and what he thinks should happen next year.
Art, we're again at the end of another disappointing season for the Mariners. Is there something different about this year's disappointment?
Well, yeah, there was hope in this year, and that normally we don't have that in Mariner baseball, but man, was this grim. It feels like even though they're going to win 80 some games when the season ends Sunday, it's a disappointment because they raised expectations in April, May, and June. They were 11 and a half games ahead of the Oakland A's at one point in June, and in July they had an 8-game win streak that put him in first place in the American League West. And then they fell off a cliff for a variety of reasons, including Robinson Cano's 80-game suspension, injuries to key players. There was a clubhouse fight in August between Dee Gordon and Gene Segura, demonstrating the tension, and so many wheels fell off that they're in the mud doing nothing here as the season rolls to an end. 16 years in a row, they've been without playoffs. Still the longest streak in Major League professional sports. And that doesn't seem like there's hope for next year.
Well, let's look ahead to next season and staffing. Who do you see staying and who do you see maybe needing to go?
You could make the argument that there is only four players worth keeping. Edwin Diaz, the closer, James Paxton, the starter, outfielder Mitch Haniger, and infielder Gene Segura. Because everyone else is underproducing for the money they get, or just underproducing, period. The imbalance between production and expense is so severe that there's no easy remedy. The problem is a bankrupt farm system. There are no young players who are ready to come forward to make a difference next year in 2019, nor do they have prospects they can trade to acquire quality veterans. They've done that several times, even in the regime of general manager Jerry DePoto, and the deals have been bad to medium to, you know, somewhat positive. Certainly Segura and Haniger coming here have been good deals, but it hasn't been successful enough to overcome all the misdeeds of prior regimes in the Mariner front office. That is the consequence they can't seem to overcome, at least not this year and probably not next year.
I think a lot of fans are wondering about the fate of Felix Hernandez and Nelson Cruz in particular.
Well, Felix has got 1 year left on his contract, and it's going to be, I think, abysmal because there's no way to trade him. They don't want to cut him. He doesn't want to retire. Nelson Cruz is a great player. They've certainly got value for him. His 4-year contract was probably undervalued. At age 38, he did a wonderful job this year on multiple levels. But do you invest in an age 39, 40, 41 player now? I don't think the Mariners have the resources to take that kind of risk.
Do you think the right people are at the helm? Both general manager Jerry DePoto and manager Scott Service were signed to contract extensions this season.
I think DePoto and Service are competent. I think the results haven't borne that out. But for the long-term future of the Mariners, even though there's nothing going on this year with playoffs and 2019 looks bleak, stick with them. It's going to take time, and let the Mariners continue what they're doing. And by gosh, those playoffs in 2022 are going to look great.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.